Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday morning, November 7th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of local and regional news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Nicole Valentine launches Nava Accountancy in Lancashire. Nicole Valentine, a seasoned accountant with 15 years of experience supporting small and medium-sized businesses across the Northwest, has launched Nava Accountancy in Lancashire. The firm aims to redefine the accounting experience with a modern, personal, and empowering approach, moving beyond traditional number crunching to build close, supportive relationships with clients. Nava Accountancy's ethos, more than just numbers, reflects a commitment to helping business owners understand their finances and make informed decisions about their future. With a focus on startups, growing businesses, and established SMEs, the firm offers tailored services to support sustainable growth. Nava Accountancy's local focus and modern approach position it as a key partner for businesses in Lancashire and beyond. Atlanta Community Food Bank announces 2025 Hunger Champions. The Atlanta Community Food Bank recently announced their 2025 Hunger Champions, recognizing individuals and organizations who have made significant contributions in the fight against hunger. The winners were awarded in five categories, including Food Donor of the Year, Partner Agency of the Year, Public Official of the Year, Supporters of the Year, and Volunteer of the Year. Among the winners are the Kroger Company, Margie's House, Agriculture Commissioner Tyler Harper, the Schoen Foundation, and Raymond Wright. These champions have shown exceptional dedication and support in providing food assistance to those in need across Metro Atlanta and North Georgia. The Atlanta Community Food Bank continues to work tirelessly to end hunger and connect over 820,000 people with healthy food each year through their network of nonprofit partners. To learn more about how you can support their mission, visit acfb.org. Insulation Pal launches in Arizona, connecting homeowners with licensed insulation contractors. Insulation Pal, a cutting-edge online platform, has officially launched in Arizona, offering a smarter, faster, and more transparent way for homeowners to find and hire licensed insulation contractors. Designed for convenience and trust, Insulation Pal allows users to receive up to three competitive bids from verified local contractors, streamlining the process of connecting residents with qualified professionals for all types of insulation projects. Homeowners across Phoenix, Tucson, Flagstaff, and surrounding cities can now compare pricing, credentials, and customer reviews, all in one easy-to-use web app, ensuring every insulation project is completed efficiently, safely, and affordably. Insulation Pal's mission is to empower consumers to take control of their home improvement projects and access high-quality insulation services with transparency and peace of mind. Authentic Vietnamese soups and specialties in Little Saigon, DK Cuisine on Bolsa Ave, Westminster, CA. DK Cuisine, a Vietnamese restaurant in Little Saigon, offers comforting soups, handcrafted noodles, and charcoal kiss specialties. Located at 9856 Bolsa Ave, Westminster, CA, DK Cuisine serves signature dishes like Banh Keng Tom Qua Thit Chung Kut and Bun Cha Hanoi. Guests rave about the crispy rice paper egg rolls and fast service. Open 7 days a week, DK Cuisine welcomes dine-in guests, reservations, takeout, and delivery. For more information or to place an order, call 714-839-3788 or visit their Facebook page at facebook.com/DK's Kitchen 2020.
Family of Miami-Dade fire rescue employee in Halloween night road rage incident describes him as soft-spoken father and dedicated public servant and first responder. The family of Emilio Humberto Rodriguez, the Miami-Dade fire rescue employee involved in a Halloween night road rage incident, has described him as a dedicated father, public servant, and first responder. Rodriguez, who has worked for Miami-Dade County for 18 years, is known as a quiet, kind, and soft-spoken individual who is always willing to help others. Despite the recent allegations, his family emphasizes that he is a loving father and son who has been actively involved in his community. Rodriguez's family has set up a GoFundMe campaign to support him during this challenging time, highlighting his long history of service and dedication to others. They are grateful for the community's compassion and prayers, urging the public to remember his humanity and continue to offer their support. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp Curamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.